As Republicans extend their primary contest, President Obama is preparing for the general election. His campaign is opening offices, lining up volunteers, and identifying supporters in key states. Swing states, including Virginia, where on this Super Tuesday, Republicans are voting while Democrats are busy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mitt Romney is heavily favored to win today's Virginia primary. Republican rivals Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich didn't even make it on the ballot. So the Romney campaign has not invested a great deal in get-out-the-vote efforts. Still, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, who chairs the campaign in the state, says organizational efforts will ramp up for the more competitive race in November.
Governor Romney understands, and frankly, President Obama understands, that Virginia is going to be one of about a half a dozen states who likely decide who the next president will be.
4 years ago, President Obama won Virginia by 6 points, the first Democrat since Lyndon Johnson to carry the state. He was helped by a big turnout of African-American voters, young voters, and Democrats from the fast-growing suburbs of Washington, D.C. But in the years since then, many of those voters stayed home, and an older, whiter electorate gave Republicans full control of the Virginia Statehouse. Political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia says which party wins in November depends a lot on who shows up to vote.
There's very little Obama can do to minimize his losses in the rural parts of Virginia. He's going to lose overwhelmingly there. He simply has to pump up the vote in the urban corridor, which stretches from northern Virginia through Richmond into Tidewater.
Mr. Obama's grassroots campaign is already hard at work on that. Volunteers have been hosting house parties and staffing phone banks to find and mobilize the president's supporters. The campaign's already opened 5 offices around Virginia, and that's not counting the basement of Sue Langley's house, where more than a dozen volunteers assembled this past weekend.
Hi, how are you? Could you sign in?
Langley, who's wearing a Women for Obama t-shirt, hands out clipboards full of voter registration forms, along with ballpoint pens and other provisions for a long day of signing up voters.
Everyone have a lunch bag, so make sure that if I forget, pick up a lunch bag.
Teams are assigned to a local supermarket, an apartment building, and a community center. I tag along with Carol Lewis, who's been doing this for a couple of hours every week.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you? My name is Carol, and I'm working for Organizing for America. Are you ready to vote November the 6th?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I already signed up.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Lewis, who's African-American, works for a software company and has 3 grown children. She's particularly grateful for the president's health care effort, which allowed her to keep one son on her company's insurance policy. It's a story she tells often when talking with her neighbors.
My neighbors are very much behind President Obama, and I'm actually trying to recruit them to work with me on this campaign.
Many of the people Lewis approaches in this affluent suburb are already registered to vote, but she finds a prospect outside an Asian restaurant.
I'm just turned 18, so I haven't registered.
Bless you, my child. Would you like to do so now?
Sure.
Okay. It's only going to take you just a couple of minutes.
Okay,
or so.
Sure. Okay.
Volunteer activities like this not only help find new voters, they also help to keep Mr. Obama's existing supporters engaged with the campaign. So far, Romney has no similar grassroots effort and just 1 campaign office in Virginia to Mr. Obama's 5. Still, State Chairman Bowling is confident Romney's message will prevail in November.
Virginians understand that the most important issue facing the country today is the need to get the economy moving again and create jobs, the need to get federal spending under control, bring down the national debt.
That message is a little dicey in Virginia, though, where 1 in every $3 spent comes from the federal government, and that federal spending has kept unemployment well below the national average. On Friday, President Obama plans to talk about the economic gains nationwide when new monthly jobs numbers come out. He'll be speaking in Virginia. Scott Horsley, NPR News.